night. Right, so listen, I want to get into today. I really hope you enjoyed today. For me, after all of the emotional confrontation that we had last night, I wanted to do something that would really draw out the passion, all right? So yesterday, we really looked at ourselves, stopped lying to ourselves, stopped bullshitting ourselves, and really get into the nitty-gritty, because usually when we feel like that, we want to do something. We want to utilize those feelings of feeling strong, feeling motivated, feeling inspired, feeling ready to go. And what do you get to do? You get to do a fitness test and really put yourself on the line, right? And really put yourself out there. Really good to see all these comments coming through and see all of you coming back. Appreciate you coming back into the in to listen. So today, it was very much focused on getting the best out of you and putting a little emphasis on health. And I want to do a little package on health because I feel like it's really important and I think we need to put some concept on there. Now, any programs that I run are not specifically fitness / transformational programs. They used to be. I am a PT by trade, but the way that I see this working is that fitness and nutrition is a byproduct of you becoming that elite operator status. So improving time management, improving productivity, improving focus, improving direction, all of those things, they create a bigger purpose. James has just noticed, yeah, it went. My little girl begged me to get rid of it because she wouldn't give me a kiss. So when your little princess tells you to get rid of the tash, you gotta get rid of the tash. Not for the missus though. So I wanted to do a little piece to build some perspective for you in terms of what health means, how health can help us. When I was in that deep, dark space for 3 years, the thing that got me out was health. And I told you that. And I want to sort of elaborate on that. All right. So this is us. This is you. Okay. This is you on your mission. Okay. Because we're going to use the terminology now, right? We're on a mission. So this is you, steely-eyed warrior, okay, on a mission to move forwards. Now, one of the biggest things that really, when it comes down to health and fitness for me, is it's about understanding what fitness is for us and what health is for us of men our age in the circumstances that we are. Now, what we have to do is disconnect ourselves from the 20-year-old, okay, who wants to look good, wants abs, wants a body, wants to feel like really good to go out and impress girls. You know, most of us are married or divorced, or we've got kids and we've got responsibilities, we've got jobs and we've got businesses and we're going through life. And actually, do you know what? What's it all about? What is health all about? For me, it's about being fit for life. Fit for life, fit to manage work, fit to cope with kids, fit to be the husband, okay, and do the husband thing, fit to deal with stress, fit to deal with driving to be an elite operator, fit to grow, you name it. It's fit for life. So everything that we think about life, it's making sure that we are conditioned in three categories. For me, there are three categories that come under health: mental, emotional, and physical. Everyone just thinks, oh my God, how many star jumps can I do? But actually, there are other elements of health to think about. Okay, mental, emotional, and health. These are really, really important things that we must understand. Now, I have two sides, and if you're a Star Wars fan, you'll understand. Okay, so I have the force, which is the good things, and then we have the dark side. So when we come and we're trying to work towards a healthier life, okay, and we're trying to reach a point like that elite operator status, there are some considerations. Now, I'm going to talk about the dark side first. For me, these are three categories that I feel prevent men from reaching their capabilities mentally, emotionally, and physically. These are things that block you from being the ultimate version of you. Okay. First one, ego. Ego, 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 ego. Okay. For me, ego is one of the biggest blocks in terms of guys moving forwards with their health. Okay, it is pure stubbornness. It's comparisons. It's expectations. It's confidence. It's judgment. It's feelings and emotion. Like, you know, it's the all or nothing mentality. It's the perfection mentality. And we can often get caught up in that ego, and that ego can get us in trouble thinking, and I can't remember the name, so I apologize, but somebody was asking questions saying, I get so frustrated because I don't achieve what I feel that I can achieve, that I just don't bother. That's crazy, right? And because we get so caught up in that bubble of, oh my God, it's like all or nothing. And actually we can't just say, hey, look, I'm just not the quickest. I'm not the strongest, okay? All I want to do is make sure that I'm going to the gym. All I want to do is make sure that I'm running 5K. All I want to do is make sure I'm doing 10,000 steps. And all these people are telling me that I've got to do calorie deficit. I've got to do shakes. I've got to do heavy weights. There is so much fucking noise out there when it comes to fitness and health that you become so bamboozled and so confused, you don't know what's right and wrong. Okay, you don't know what's right and wrong. So the ego in you is used to just like, fuck it, I won't bother. Like, do you know what I mean? And we end up going, what's the point? All right, what's the point? So ego, managing that chimp, that monkey mind in here and not letting it get to you. Okay, I'm going to talk about the counters to these. Expectations. Okay, like I mentioned, expectations come under the ego. There are two different models here. So the first one is, our expectations of ourselves are here because we're men, all right? We're egotistical. That's where I fucking should be, all right? It should be, I used to deadlift 200 kilograms. I used to run 5K in 20 minutes, okay? All of these things. So you set these expectations of what you used to do, but 20 years on, we're not there. So the level of our conditioning is here, and there is this huge deficit. And in this deficit lies low self-worth, low self-belief, low confidence, self-judgment, self-negative chat, and we beat ourselves up and we pile the pressures on and we say we're not good enough. And it makes the whole experience of health, mental, emotional and physical, unenjoyable. We just don't enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? So we really want to make sure that we are trying to manage our expectations, and we manage our expectations by saying, this is where I am. So you all did that yesterday. We managed expectations by putting a number down next to a pillar and reflecting on ourselves. And it would have been really hard to see the ones, the twos, the threes, the fours, the fives, and the six. And we go through that, and then we end up going, oh my God, I'm going to beat myself up, I'm a four. We walk into a gym, we see a guy who's bigger than us and go, I should be doing that. Then we feel intimidated, and then we walk around and we don't stay in the gym. And then we feel embarrassed because actually, like, I feel like I'm the biggest here or the most unfit and I don't want to look stupid. So we're fearing judgment. And actually we're going to crash and burn because mentally and emotionally, we're crushing ourselves through those expectations. Mentally, we are putting ourselves under a vast amount of pressure about something that should be really enjoyable. Does that make sense? Comparisons. Comparisons we do all the time. All of the time, we're going around, we're looking in the playground, we're looking at the dads, they're fucking getting out of the cars, and we're like, fucking hell, Jesus, look at his missus, look at his car, I bet he lives a life. And then we think that we're shit, and actually, all we do is see the front door. Social media. Oh yeah, I did 500 fucking reps of shoulder presses tonight. Good on you. Bet you didn't. But most of those fucking blokes that you see on there don't do it. It's full of shit. And that's where we've got to manage that ego, right? We've got to put some logical thinking behind what we're seeing. And actually, why waste your time worrying about what anyone else is doing? Do you actually give a shit? Like really, do you give a shit? Does it matter that you run 5K in 35 minutes and some of your other mates and other people are doing it 25, who gives a fuck as long as you run the 5K? Who cares what weights you're lifting as long as you're lifting? Because you are the elite operator within your box, within your frame about what your elite operator is. That's that status. It doesn't matter what my elite operator does or thinks it does. It doesn't. I don't compare mine to yours. I don't compare to mine to athletes or business owners that are bigger than I am. I don't look at that. I just think, fucking, this is what I'm doing. I compare myself to myself. When you compare yourself to yourself, you cannot go wrong. Okay? Where was I this time? Have I progressed? Am I moving forwards? The minute we start, the reason I hardly follow anyone on Instagram, on Facebook, is because I don't listen to the noise. I'm only interested in what I'm doing, okay, and my clients. Okay, so in our little private, all of our coaching groups are away from social media. We used to do all of our coaching groups in the Facebook groups. We used to have a mastermind in there. We used to have our 28-day programs in there, our six-week programs in there. And I was like, nope, we are going to move away from social media. We are going to coach, and we are going to work within an internal framework that does not involve social media. So the only people, so there's no comparisons. So in our mastermind, there's like probably 140 guys, and in there, we don't compare each, like guys don't feel threatened because it's a community of guys moving in the right direction. It's a male community. Me versus me, 100%, Tommy. So that's the dark side. That is like the worst side of fitness, right? That's the worst side. This is like, this leads to inconsistency. This leads to being injured, to being stressed, to not enjoying, to having that average mentality. Make sense? Let's look at the good stuff. And that I always do the good stuff after because we feel energized. Pleasure. Do what you like doing. If you don't like fucking running, don't run. If you don't like doing weights, don't do weights just because everyone else is doing it. Do what you love. I love grappling. I love getting on the mats and fucking play fighting with my mates, trying to strangle them while they're strangling me. That's what I love doing. I love that. It gets me going. I love running. I love cycling. I love a challenge. I've done 3 100 milers in the last 4 years. I just like that challenge. I like to be mentally stimulated. That's when the mental challenge comes in. But you shouldn't be looking at me, oh, it's fucking, you run 100. It's not as good as your 100 miler. Gives a fuck what my 100 miler is. If you did 10K and you've never run 10K, or you haven't run 10K for 6 months, then fucking, that's your 100 miler. That's your version of a 100 miler. The mental and emotional side of things building, right? 100%. Okay. Enjoy what you do. When you're moving forwards and you are doing this, getting fit for life, do the things that you love. Do the things that you like. Test stuff. Go and try out a different sport. Go and try jiu-jitsu or karate. Go and try like a basketball. Like I play out in the yard there with the boy and the basketball for like an hour and I'm sweating. Like I'll go down to the gym and if I just want to have a light cycle, then I will. I don't feel like I need to kill myself every single time, right? All the time. Achievement. You all felt that today. Now, going back to pleasure, although you might not feel like it's pleasure, you felt good emotionally, right? Most of you felt like that little bit of animal instinct in here. That warrior spirit is like, yes. And most of you definitely would have felt a sense of achievement completing that test, completing that challenge that I set you, right? You're like, man, I feel good. I feel great. Like we are currently running a half marathon challenge in our mastermind, right? And it's named after my dog passed away in November. Digby, my colleague, my wingman. And we're calling it the Digby Half Marathon. Now, at the end of that half marathon, all of the guys are going to come in. And we've got names of everyone that's going to run it. And like they're all going to get a medal at the end of it. And we all do pictures and we all do like posts on it. And you can feel that sense of achievement. You can feel that sense of achievement. Like, I got my fucking medal. Been running in the rain. I fucking killed it. I've worked for 3 months for this. This builds mental and emotional connection to you achieving a bigger picture. To you achieving the elite operator. To you achieving something that, hey, I haven't been doing this for a long time. I've been feeling sorry for myself. I've been busy in my pity party, feeding the pity party. Now I'm out here destroying runs in the rain. Now I'm up at 5:15 in the morning. Now I'm finding purpose and direction. Now I'm dealing with my mental health by running, or by taking it out in the gym, or by taking it out on a home workout, or by taking it out on the mats and strangling every fucker that gets in your way. All right, achievement, really powerful, yeah? And then the last one here is mental and emotional conditioning. Mental and emotional conditioning. There is no doubt about it. The good side, the force, develops your mental fortitude, your mental resilience, your emotional conditioning. I know that when I've got shit going on up in here and it's tense and it's tight and it's busy, I go and hit the road, do like a 4 mile run, I come back and I feel brilliant. I feel like my emotions are managed. And by the way, guys, when it comes to health and fitness, like if you did 3 20-minute sessions a week, that's 1 hour. That's 1 hour in a 168-hour week. That is fuck all. And if you don't have time for that, you're just full of shit and you're lying to yourself. You just can't be bothered. There has to be some form of emotional connection to wanting to go and exercise. Like for me, I see my 3 girls get married. I want to see my kids all get past 30. My youngest is 6 months. I've got to be around for the next 30 years minimum. So I've got to look after this ticker. I've got to look after this mind. I've got to look after my emotions. That's my emotional connection. So when I don't feel like going for a run, I'm like, fucking remember why you want to do it. Remember the mission. Does that make sense, guys? All of that makes sense. And when we are trying to hit our elite operator mentality, this is the mindset that we're going through. This is what we're trying to achieve. This is what we're trying to ingrain. Okay? This is what we're trying to ingrain in our minds right here. The bigger picture, the bigger purpose, the direction, the hunger, the passion, the desire. And it just starts off with small things. Like there's a couple of our lads who just started off doing 10Ks. And last year, a couple of lads did fucking 50 milers with me. Like me and I think like 4 other lads, we come out there, I think it was 5 other lads, and we all had our 50 mile like medals, and we were like wanking each other off and we were buzzing. Do you know what I mean? And it really brought that sense of community, that sense of achievement, that sense of pleasure and achievement and mental emotional gains, right? Building each other up. Cool. If all of that makes sense, just hit the blue thumb buttons as much as you can, like 10 times for me. Just while I get the computer ready for the next part. Cool. Right, we're doing good for time. All right, so we're going to answer some of the questions that were put in today. I'm going to rattle through as many as I can here. Don't ask me any questions if you're watching on a phone until I like give you a heads up. And it's not because I'm being rude. It's just that I can't do it all. I can't look at these questions and then your questions. Okay. All right. Okay. Somebody asked me about COVID today, guys. Don't fucking ask me about COVID jabs. Literally don't give a fuck. Sick and tired of hearing it. This is our positive world, right, guys? Right, James, I feel much better. Can you help me get into a routine? And what do you think is the best? What do you think is best that doesn't put you too much pressure on your knees? So I say anything that where you're not on your knees. So obviously, fucking running is not going to do you any good. Swimming would be a good one. Yoga would be a good one. Like jiu-jitsu would probably be a good one, man. Do you know what I mean? Like doing that type of stuff. I think routine is built through time. I've got something for you to, on Thursday, we're going to be talking about morning routine. Phase 2 of this whole process, I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow, so that could possibly help you in terms of building your routine. I love the feeling of achievement after good exercise. I love the feeling of achievement after a good exercise session, but struggle to keep momentum. How would you suggest I build on it? And would exercise schedule be an idea? I think it's about looking at the bigger picture. It's like, What do I want to achieve from life? What do I want to achieve this year? What's my like 10-year visions? What's my 1-year vision? What am I trying to achieve? What's the point in all of this? And I think what happens is that when we build ourselves up to run a half marathon and we spend 3-4 months training for a half marathon, we then suddenly go, right, fuck it, I'm done. And what we have to be going is go, what's next? Whatever I say to anyone, when people say to me, I'm made up because I did this, I'm like, now what? Great. Now what? Now what? Now what? What's next? What's next? Where are we going? And you have to be consistently asking yourself these questions, self-challenging yourself. What's the next process? How do you keep the level of consistency if things or people around you can be negative or have to consistently travel a lot? I think like there's always going to be negativity. There's always going to be traveling. There's always going to be excuses. There's always going to be some fucking reason why we can't show up. The problem is to say, hey, look, I'm committed to myself. I have the elite mentality to myself. I make sure I hold myself accountable. I'm much bigger than all of those excuses. Like, go fuck off. I'm going all in. Like, do you know what I mean? So like, it is that commitment to yourself that you have, and it's that passion and desire. And remember, I spoke about it yesterday, you become the identity. So you become the elite operator through the process. It's a test. Every single thing that happens to you, whether it's negativity, whether it's you having to like travel, whether it's like something's wrong with you or you can't get to the gym or you're late for work, it's about finding a way to overdo that. Okay, guys, just hold the questions on the phone because I just got to go through these. How to develop the mindset structure to keep focus and consistency. So I've spoken about that one. Can trying to become an elite operator add undue pressures or stress when genuine life commitments and family obligations prevent the me time routine? So you're almost separating the elite operator with everything that's going on. The elite operator, the whole point of that status, that mentality, that elite mentality, is that actually you focus on everything that happens around you. You are managing, you are the quarterback of your life. You're making the decisions. You are the life commitments, family obligations. You're the elite operator in those processes. Like when you're trying to deal with stress, when you're trying to deal with your partner, when you're trying to deal with the kids, you're still in that mode all of the time. You never come out of it. Haven't run for 15 years, I'd say. Used to do a lot, a long distance, cross-country running, wanted a career in the military. Damn near killed me today, but a decent time considering. I've done all of the other... Straight after, it feels great to be there. Been promising myself for years to do this. Work is normally a huge excuse, but managed to cramp it in. Good lad, Jason. Awesome job. Cool. All right, let's answer some of these questions. I'm almost too afraid to touch my phone. Recommend rowing machine for low impact exercise. Yeah, 100% out. Great shout. Jake, best. So guys, if you've got any questions, like within one sentence or two sentences, just ask me anything that's relevant to here, right? Best way to keep the same sleep and awake up every day. So your body, so I'm going to talk more about this on Thursday, but just very quickly, when you sleep, your body gets used to a body clock. So if you go to bed at 9 and you get up at 4:15 and you stay in that routine forever, then your body's going to start getting used to it. The problem is that most of you probably stay up watching Babe Station to 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, watching shit TV because you just don't feel tired, and you don't feel tired because you're watching TV and you're looking at your phone and it's opening up your brain waves, so you're wide awake. But if you went to bed at 9, if you read a chapter of a book and just lay there and chilled, your body would start learning to relax. And when your body starts learning to relax, you start to become more frequent with your sleep and falling asleep earlier. I'm a postman. Waking up really early and doing 14 miles daily. What workouts would you recommend? Bearing in mind, already do quite a workout. So, Antonio, so I think the thing here is that you do 14 miles. That is probably about 12 to 14,000 steps, right? Depending on your route. So my question would be is what do you recommend is a good workout for you? I can't recommend, like, I never recommend. It's like, what do you like doing? Whatever it is that you like doing, set 45 minutes on the clock and go and do 45 minutes of whatever it is that you like. It's not for me to dictate you. Like, anyone working with me, I don't turn around and say, this is the workout that I want you to do. I just want you to fucking work out. I just want you to spend an hour a week working out. How are you going to do that? What is it that you're going to do? Then you can do what you're passionate about. It's no point in me saying to you, hey, right guys, you're going to do my fucking HIIT program. Like, off you go. Like, and you like hate HIIT, or you've got bad knees or bad hips or bad back. Go do what you like, man. Do you know what I mean? Do you know? I like working out at night. Would you say it's better at night to train or in the morning? I don't really think it makes a difference. Again, I think it's just personal preference. Like for me, I like to walk in the afternoon, and I usually go and do the gym with my boy at 4 for an exercise, and then I kind of do my own workouts in and around life. and my those workouts are very intensive, ready for my half marathon, half Ironman that I've got on in June. So I have specific training, like a specific training regime. Then I have my what we call maintenance. Those guys that have ever worked with me or work with me will know the difference. There's maintenance goals, there's growth goals. Maintenance goals is keeping yourself maintained. And then the growth goals is something you're training for specifically, i.e. a 5K, a marathon, a half Ironman, a triathlon, a fight, whatever it might be. Hope that makes sense. What about shift workers? So shift workers, you're just going to, it's just planning. It's like, okay, if I'm doing 8 a.m. to 3 p.m, I'm going to work, I'm going to have a regime in and around that time. If I'm working from midnight to late, then surely you probably want to work out around 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's kind of just using that initiative to kind of go, right, where's my shifts this week? Like lay them out for you. I talk more about this on Thursday when it comes to routine. Lay out your shifts. There's my shifts. Okay, so that's shift A, that's shift B, that's shift C. So that's my workout plan A, that's my workout plan B, and you just fit so that each workout matches that shift that you have, all right? Have done half marathons in the past, but not for a couple of years. No real physical training in the past year. What do you reckon on nailing a 50-miler Welsh Ultra in October run walking strategy? So I think, number one, you have plenty of time. I think it's definitely achievable. I think you have to go super steady and test yourself in the first couple of months, building up the miles. I think you should invest in a plan. I think you should nail your life, the organization of your life as well, because it requires an awful lot of time to train. So it's not just about the training side of things. You've got to be able to be organized in your life as well, right? So that when you're organized in your life, you have that time to then plan, to find direction. You know, right, here's my 6 hours worth of training, worth of running that I've got to do this week. This is where I'm going to find it. All right. So it's not just the fitness. It's making sure that the whole bubble of your life is planned and organized. Thank you for today's challenge. Really needed it. I love that, Sam. I'm really pleased you did it, bro. Best time of the day for these exercises. Again, it's personal preference. Some people wake up and they're like, let's fucking go. Some people like to do it after work. My thing that I would challenge people is like, when are you most likely to make your excuses? Like if you get up and you get at it, then great. If you know that you've got the discipline. So my emotional connection to training at 4 is that I go with my boy, and that's our time together, right? And my girl and my big girl. So like it's a family triage. We go and work out together. That's like, that's what gets me there. Sometimes when they don't come, it could be quite easy to say, it's like 4:30, kids are coming back, it's chaos. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I have my own separate training session, so I do my maintenance stuff with them. So ask yourself when you're most likely to make excuses not to go. Okay, since joined the first program, I kept my job, being back to the gym and doing my photography. I feel so much better for doing more stuff. I enjoyed it 100%, right? That's what life is about. It's about doing the things that you love. Like, I'm a big believer in following your passions because we're only here once, bro. When did you say you was going to diet? When did you, I don't diet, bro. I definitely don't diet. 80-20 for me. So 80-20, 80% good, 20% naughty. I'm doing 90 days no drinking at the minute. To cleanse my soul. How long does it take for a routine to become a habit? Oh God, everyone's got like fucking their timings on this or what they think. For me, I think it's down to the individual. on like how much effort or hard work you put into it, how willing you are to make sacrifices, your work ethic, your mentality, how easily you are distracted. There's a whole host of variables that could change that for each individual. Okay, I think for me, I could do it in a week, to be honest. Like, I've trained myself to be very disciplined, even from the military, since I was 23 years old. So I don't think it would take me long. For other people, it might take a little bit longer. You just don't know. Super pumped. Good stuff, John. Great to hear. Well done, guys. After a long day, was tough, but can't become the super elite operator without challenges. 100%. Slowly but surely, 1% a day. 1% a day. I'll figure it out. I have a rowing machine too. But about your diet, James Boardman, thank you. Welcome, Wes. Anytime, brother. You're more than welcome. 100% meditation. We'll be talking about morning routines on Thursday. Thank you, JB January. What you have helped me do and realize in 2 days is unreal. Legend, bro. You're a legend. Love it. Love you being here. I'm not very good at taking praise. So, like, guys, all I do is show you. Like, all I do is show you. Like I said on Sunday, I will have an opportunity for you guys to go on to phase two if you want to go on to phase two. The way that I look at that is like, listen, if you have seen what you've achieved in 2, 3 days and what you'll achieve in 5 days, imagine what you could achieve in a month, okay? And then imagine what you can achieve in a lifetime. You know, the possibilities are endless for you in terms of this is a resurrection, this is an awakening, this is an insight, and that's really how I see this first phase is like, fuck me, what have I been doing with my life for the last 6 months, for the last 2 years, for the last 5 years? You know, it honestly. I signed up to a 45-mile road race at the beginning of February. I've never been that much into running, but even if I don't finish it, I'll be happy as long as I give it my best. 100%, mate. If you just walked across the front, the finish line, that's a huge win, bro. Good to have you, Andrew. Well done. Like the maintenance and challenge regiment. When I told my daughter that I was doing today, she wanted to join me. 100% emotional connection. I wasn't sure. Now you've given me the answer. Family time, exercise, me time, 100%. So Paul was like, that's the role model, right? That's the elite operator mentality. It's like being the role model our kids need us to be. They need, like, my boy is down there doing boxing. He's doing kickboxing. He's doing golf with me. He does jiu-jitsu. Like, and it's no coincidence that he's just watching me do everything. He's doing everything I'm doing. And I never force it on him. And he's just like, let's go, Dad, let's go. And he's getting quite tough now. So I have to work my hardest. Anytime, Nick, you're more than welcome, bro. How do I stop expectations of others affecting my drive? Cut them out, man. Just literally cut them out. Focus only on your expectations. And the more you do it, like anything, the better you get at it. You just have to keep highlighting it and going, man, this is not what I want. This is what they want. And the more you recognize it, the more conscious you'll be about it. It becomes to the forefront of your mind and you cope better. I'm signing up for life, brother. I love it. Thank you for your time. Aaron, you are more than welcome. Thank you for yours. On day three of my fast, just black coffee and water, feeling really switched on and focused. Good for you, bro. Good man. I did the 3 months no drinking last year, on it again this year. Good man. Great to hear that, Dave. Pain is weakness leaving the body. I've been at that for ages. 100% get rid of people around you. Guys, I've got like another 5 minutes or so. So if you have any more short, sharp questions about anything to do with this, has this been beneficial for you tonight? I really hope so. Tomorrow is the biggest day. It is the biggest eye-opener. If you think Monday was big, Wednesday's bigger. I promise you. Okay, we're going to be talking about priorities. For some of you, it's going to be hard to get your head around. I've never been a fitness guru, but I've been lucky enough to never really be unfit. Do I need to push for fitness if it's never bothered me? I think you can only answer that, Mark. Like, I can't answer that. If you want to push, push. If you don't, man. Like, it's not for me to say whether you should or you shouldn't, you know? Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, man. You know me, I absolutely love this shit. When I get into this, I've had a like it's been a rough day. I've had daddy daycare. I've got like loads going on. Mine's cramped. Got a 6-month-year-old. Then the 4-year-old's off, and I'm just like, let's roll with it. And then as soon as I get on here, this is like a workout for me. I love it mentally. It like really like wakes me up, and I love it even more when it's in person. Like it's a shame there's like not 98 of you, 100 of you in here.